have set before you today life and good, death and evil. In that I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments, his statutes, and his judgments. And therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live. That you may love the Lord your God, obey his voice, and cling to him, for he is your life. He's our life. It's the Lord God, it's Jesus Christ. He is our life and the length of our days. And the choice is set before us. Two paths we can take. And we know that he who has the Son has life. And he who does not have the Son does not have life. Everyone who has the Son has eternal life. And that eternal life starts here and now. Because it says that we were dead in our sins, but he raised us up and made us alive together with him. So we know that life starts here. And there's something inside. Well, when we were dead in our trespasses, we feel dead inside. Even though we can try all these certain things and seek after different things to try and find life and joy. But it's very, very temporary, because we always go to the next thing to try and find the life and the joy. When we're dead in our trespasses, that's what we do, to try and find the life. But when we're raised up together with him, and we are made alive, then he becomes our life and our source. We don't have to go to these other things anymore to find the life and the joy. And he's telling them here to love me, to obey me, because that's where the life is. Because when we have Jesus, we have the life. We don't need anything else. He's our life.
Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one gets to the Father except through him. In him is life. He is the life. When we're in Christ, we're new creations. Old things are passing away. All things are becoming new. Yes, we're dying to some things. He is the life. It's just so simple. Just call on him, the Lord. You are life. You is the life. Jesus. He's the life. You don't have to stay dry. The Spirit can speak to our hearts. He can revive the spirit of the humble. God's calling you to come to him. Free. And the Son sets free. He's free and has life. Amen. Go to Jesus. Go to Jesus.